What it is, it's your girl Nani, and I'm coming to you live with another episode of Power Talk. So welcome to season one, episode 74, and I call this episode Free Sauce, and I'm coming to you live. This is one of my Facebook lives that I thought would be an encouraging message. It's talking about the enemy, and the enemy being you. In this life, we live a you versus you situation. In this life, we need to learn how to take accountability for our own actions, and we need to go ahead and learn how to take ownership for what we do, whether it's good, whether it's bad. We need to make sure that we're reinforcing ourselves to become a force of good and not just merely a factor of this world. So I thought, what more appropriate episode to be released today than this one. I hope this message encourages you. I hope it brings leadership into your life, and I hope that it impacts you in a positive way to get you in power of who you are, who you're becoming, and what you are doing. So, you know, I got some requirements, and that's this. One, turn off all your distractions, turn off your noise, and completely hone in into this conversation. Requirement number two is make sure you have a pen and paper handy. Make sure you have a notepad and a crayon. Make sure you have a pencil and a piece of white paper. I don't care if you're using your phone, your iPad. I don't care if you're riding on a rock. What I do care about is that you actually take some notes. And requirement number three is real simple. Once you're done listening to this, once you're done taking notes, I want you to go ahead and take action. I want you to go ahead and implement these strategies into your life. I want you to become in power of who you are, people. I want you to become in power of your brand, your business, your life, your soul, what you're destined to be. I think the weakest thing in life is a waste of talent. I also think that the most disencouraging thing that you can do is not give all you got into yourself, right? So once you're done doing all three requirements, I want you to do this. I want you to answer this question, and that's this. You ready? I'm ready. Let's go.
Facing is your false beliefs. There's an enemy you're facing, and that enemy is you. See, there's six key punches in boxing, all right? Six key punches in boxing. It's jab, punch one, punch two is cross, punch three is left hook, punch four is right hook, punch five is uppercut, punch six is uppercut, right? So those of you guys just tuning in, I said there's an enemy, and the enemy is you. There's an enemy, and it's your self-talk. There's an enemy, and it's your false beliefs. So I'm going to reuse this reference to boxing, okay? There's six punches, and the six punches is jab, okay, cross, left hook, right hook, uppercut, right? Now, in boxing, you have these combinations and these punches because when you put them together, you become a threat, right? You become unstoppable, you become unbeatable, and you become the person that's ready to knock them out the park, right? Now, with these combinations, I want you to see the same combinations of desire, of faith, of love, of enthusiasm, of sex, of romance, and of hope. And I want you to see these combinations of positive emotions, and I want you to put them together, and I want you to make yourself a threat to your life, a threat to your next step in your life, a threat to that next opportunity in your life. You see, with desire, with faith, with love, with sex, with enthusiasm, with romance, and with hope, these are the seven most powerful emotions that we feel throughout our day, that we feel throughout our life. And then, just like we have a combo that can knock an enemy out, which is you, there's also a combo that the enemy can use to knock us out. And that's the combo of poverty, the combo of criticism, the combo of ill health, the combo of a loss of love for someone, the combo of old age, and the combo of death, right? And with this combo, just like it can create a powerful combination of punches and then become a threat, this combo of negative connotation, this combo of negative emotions, this combo of just bad thinking can knock you out. It can knock you out the park. It can knock you out the ring. And I think so many of us have a false belief that I can't do this, or I'll be happy when, or what if. Now, I have a question for you. What if you took your adversities that you're facing, your adversity with your self-talk, your adversity with your life, and instead of seeing it as a negative format, you actually took it and you saw it as a positive one? Instead of taking a mess and making it a mess, you made your mess and you turned it into your mission. See, so many of us like to have these combos, right? And we don't realize that the combo we're setting is setting ourselves up for a battle that we can't face because we're not prepared for it. See, I'm really big on P's, preparation, process, because I realize that when I'm able to prepare myself for the process that's coming ahead, I'm in a good position. Ooh, you heard me. When I'm able to prepare myself and accept the process that's ahead, I'm able to put myself in a good position. So I want you guys to think about what I just said with the combinations. In life, we have combinations. And just like in boxing, there's 6 combinations to a punch, to a fight. And when you get these combinations and you put them together, you can knock someone out. Guess what? I want you to put these combinations together and I want you to knock out your false beliefs. I want you to knock out your self-sabotage. I want you to knock out the noise. See, a lot of us can get to point A to point B, but do you want to do the process to get there? No. And that's the crazy part, because the process is the thing that helps us get into the right position. So for those of you guys that are just coming on this live, I was stating that in boxing, there's 6 punches, 6 key punches. There's a jab, there's a cross, there's a left hook, there's a right hook, there's an uppercut, there's an uppercut. And when you have these punches, these 6 punches, you put them into a combination. And guess what? You're unbeatable. You become a threat now, right? So there's 6 combinations. Well, there's 7 combinations in our life that are very powerful, that are positive, where we can take them together, make them as a freaking big threat, and knock out our self-sabotage, knock out our false beliefs, knock out the fact that we're not where we want to be. And a lot of people are like, man, but I have great self-talk. Okay, well, what about your environment? See, we're always about taking away from ourselves. Well, how about we add to ourselves? Okay, how about we add some desire in our life? Okay, punch 1, desire. Punch 2, faith. Punch 3, love. Punch 4, enthusiasm. Punch 5, sex. Punch 7, punch 6, romance. Punch 7, hope. And then we took that combination of desire, faith, love, sex, enthusiasm, romance, and hope, and then we knocked out our false beliefs, and we knocked out that opportunity we wanted, and we knocked out that next step of our life. See, sometimes we need to add instead of take away. And so many of you are like, man, I need to take this away from me. I need to take this away from me. Well, what if you took everything away and now you're just standing in the ring and you got nothing? I take the gloves away. I'm a boxer. I take the gloves away. I take the mouth guard off. I take the ref out because I'm just like, I can't do this. I'm done. I'm taking them out. Well, if you take them out, you got no opponent. Now you're left with yourself. Now you're just there. Okay. But what if I added something on? What if I was like, okay, let me add my gloves on. Faith. Let me add desire on. Let my mouth guard is my love. My enthusiasm is my coach. Okay. My romance, my hope, it's my environment, my community. And what if I just took these combinations and I just knocked it out? I knocked out the next step of my life. What if I took these combinations and I knocked out that next opportunity for me? What if I took those combinations and I just took the next step? See, we're always about taking away instead of adding. Now, this part is for the people that need a takeaway and they have enough. See, a lot of us are in a good position, right? But we add the criticism. We add the factor that one day we may die. We add the fact that, man, I'm too old. We add the fact that, man, I lost that person and I love them. We add, man, I don't got the money. You see, I just added 6 combinations of negative thinking. And what happens when you have that thought? Punch 1, poverty. Punch 2, criticism. Punch 3, ill health. Punch 4, loss of love. Punch 5, old age. Punch 6, death. Now, if I put this combination together, what you think I'm going to do? I'm going to knock myself out, right? I'm going to knock myself out of my own competition. I'm going to knock myself out of my own lane. See, you guys don't know this, but you know those horses that race, like those race horses? I don't know if you've been to South Florida before, but down here we have this thing called Gulfstream Casino, and there's horse tracks, right? Horse derbies. If I'm wrong, don't quote me on it, because I don't do that. But there's this method with the horses, right? That when horses are racing, these expensive million-dollar horses, when they're racing, what they do is they purchase these $2.99 blinders, right? Because they're next to each horse, right? And this is how I want you to see your life, okay? You're next to criticism. You're next to poverty. You're next to people that you may not love the same. You're next to things that you may not accept anymore, right? You're next to all these things in life that happen, because in life, criticism happens. In life, poverty happens. In life, loss of someone happens. In life, old age happens. In life, death happens, right? But what if, right, you have these $2.99 blinders, okay? Like the horses have. They put these $2.99 blinders on, okay? Cheap little blinders, because they know that they need to get tunneled vision, okay? So look at me. Now I can't see criticism. Now I can't see poverty. Now I can't see my ill health, right? Because I got these blinders on, right? Just like these horses. And they keep these blinders on because they're killing the noise. They're tunneling out their competition. They're tunneling out the seven combinations that are trying to knock them out. And guess what? They keep the blinders on because they know if they keep the blinders on, they're going to get to the next step. They're going to get to win the race. But if those blinders come off, guess what happens? The horse starts going in the other person's lane. The horse starts crashing. And I think so many of us don't realize that the combination that we're creating for our life, like literally like the combination that we're creating for our life, is a combination that is going to knock us out. And the blinders that we are supposed to put on are our faith. It's our desire. It's our love. It's our enthusiasm. It's my hope. It's my romance. It's my sex life. I'm just being honest. Like, these are the greatest emotions we feel, right? So what if I put these blinders on? What if I added this to my life, right? That means that I'm going to be tunneled and I'm going to need focus. So when criticism comes, poverty comes, ill health comes, it's not in my way. And then like, if I get good at this boxing combination, like I said, the six punches, if I get good at these six, seven punches, right? Guess what? Guess what? You know Mayweather? You know how Mayweather does? Woof, woof, dodge, 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 no hit, no hit. Right? Because not only do you have combinations to be a threat for punching and knocking someone out, you have to have a combination to block yourself, to protect yourself, to make sure you don't get hit. And that combination needs to be, okay? It needs to be desire. Oof, can't get me. Poverty's coming. Oof, desire's in my way. Block me. Oof, and criticism coming. Oof, don't worry about that. I got faith. Okay, wait, love's coming. Oh, okay, I'll get that, I'll take that. Okay, now I got loss of love coming. Oof, let me dodge that with that combination. And now as I keep coming, and I keep combining, and I keep protecting myself, because I know these combinations can be a threat, I know that I can get to the next level. I know that it's not gonna be an easy road, but I know that if I create these six combinations, just like a boxer, the right jab, left jab, uppercut, punch, cross, duck, I'll knock someone out. Well, what if I hit you with faith, desire, love, sex, enthusiasm, romance, hope? What happens then? Then I'm knocking out my competition. I'm knocking out the false beliefs. I'm knocking out those people that tell me I can't do it. I'm knocking out that person that tells me, hey, you don't got the money. I'm knocking out that person that says, hey, I'm not going to go run today because I'm in good shape. You see, I'm knocking out the seven things that will hold me back. I'm knocking out poverty. I'm knocking out criticism. I'm knocking out health. I'm knocking out loss of love. I'm knocking out old age. I'm knocking out death, because there's just some things in life that we got to dodge. There's some things in life that we got to add on to ourselves to protect ourselves. And I'm here to tell you, I am not perfect. I am not. I'm fucking not. It's just not there. I'm not perfect. But like I tell my crew, and like I tell the people I mentor, and like I tell my story, I'm not perfect, but I'm damn sure worth it. And if I know I'm worth it, then I'm going to get these combinations ready like a boxer. And I'm going to grow my desire. And I'm going to grow my faith. And I'm going to grow my love. And I'm going to enjoy my sex life. And I'm going to enjoy my enthusiasm. And I'm going to bring romance into my life. And I'm going to bring faith and hope into my life. See, when I get these combinations, I'm a threat. I'm a fucking threat. See, I don't got it all. But but I'm going to get it. You know what I got? I got a drive. I got that pray drive. You know what I got? I got faith. You know what I got? I got something that most people in this world don't got. And that's grit. That's perseverance. That's if you tell me no, I'm going to still do it. I'm going to still go. You tell me I can, I tell you I will. You tell me it's too hard, and I say it's not about the hard. It's about the outcome. You tell me I don't got the money, it's okay. It's going to come. You tell me that, you know, you don't love me. You tell me that you're not supportive of me. It's okay, because now I'm cleaning out the herd. See, your message isn't for everybody, and you may not be for everybody. But guess what? Those people that weed themselves out, that's thinning the herd. You need to thin the herd so you have more of the right people in front of you. So if you feel bad for yourself today, don't feel bad for yourself today, because guess what? If you can look up, you can get up. Ha! I'll say that again. If you can look up, you can get up. So listen, people, I hope you guys take these six combinations, and instead of taking the negative combinations, the poverty, the criticism, the ill health, the loss of love, the death factor, instead of you taking that combination, I want you to go ahead and take the desire, the faith, the love, the sex, the enthusiasm, the romance, the hope. And I want you to become a fucking threat. I want you to become a threat. All those people counting you out, don't let them count you out. All those people that told you you're not enough, man, you are. Guess what, though? Guess what? Don't just watch this live and give me some love and shout me out and support. I want you to go ahead and take these combinations, and I want you to become Mayweather. Become a Mayweather of your life. Become a Muhammad Ali of your life. Knock these damn false beliefs out. Knock that next step of your life out. Knock that person out that tells you, man, you ain't good enough. No, you're right. I'm not good enough for this situation because I'm better. You see, how many of us can just take this mess we're creating in our head and just turn it into a mission? Man, I had someone knock me out. I had people knock me out. Hell, I almost knocked myself out in life. And guess what? Guess what? I did knock myself out. I knocked myself out with all my false beliefs. I knocked myself out with all the worst environments. And guess what? That battle won. But one thing about me is I get up. See, if I could look up, I know I gotta get up. Like, if I could look up, I gotta get up. So I took those false beliefs and I took that problem in my life, and I took my mess in my life, and I turned my mess into my mission in my life. Me, I took it and said, what's next? What can I learn from this? What's the solution? What do I need to take out, and what do I need to add? So I can take these combinations of what and make it my threat. Make it my threat. So I told you guys about six combinations of how to knock someone out. Now I want to give you six combinations how to knock out the next level of your life. So if you like this message, you feel like, man, you resonate with it, go ahead and leave me some damn love saying, let's go and let's grow. Go ahead. Let me get some let's goes. Let me get some bombs. And then most importantly, if you relate to this message and you think someone else will grow from this message, you think someone else will learn from this message, you think that this message is something that everyone needs to hear, go ahead and stop being selfish and go ahead and share this message. And if you just came in and tuned in the middle of the talk, I suggest. Now I highly recommend you run this shit back. Run it back once, twice, three times, four times, five times. Run it back. And then if you're like, Nani, like, man, I need some of this. I need a community. I need people that are going to push me like this. I need to be a part of masterminds. I need this in my life, Nani. Like, I need this. I need these combinations consistently. Guess what? Join the tribe. Join the tribe right here. Let's go. Get empowered, baby. Join that tribe, okay? That way you can change your life, and that way you got a team. You know how boxers have their coach? They got the coach in the sideline. Let's go. You got this, right? Then they got three, four people in the back. They're like, you got this. Let's go. Knock them out. Duck right. Leave left. girl, guess what? That's what the tribe is gonna do. The tribe is gonna tell you, no, 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 don't go there. It's not that you're not good enough. It's just that, no, that's not the direction for you right now. You see, the tribe's gonna say, hey, you just said you couldn't do that. I'm telling you, you can't. Let's go. See, my mentors are gonna come on and they're gonna tell you, look, I wanna tell you about my life and how bad my life was, and then I wanna tell you how I overcame it. See, I'm not here to tell you about 100 things that's wrong with you. I'm here to tell you about 100 things that's right with you. Fired up! Because this message is a message that everyone needs to hear. You're amazing. You're enough. And there's not enough of leaders in this world that are telling you that. A lot of leaders in this world are telling you what to do. A lot of people are telling you where to go. But no one is supporting you while you're there. No one is telling you when it gets a little hard that, hey, it's gonna get harder. But guess what? I'm here. We gonna get through it. See, I'm not that coach, and my environment isn't that place where I'm like, it'll get easier. Nothing gets easier, baby, but you get better. You get better. Nothing gets easy, you get better. And I'm not the coach that's gonna tell you, hey, when you failed, hey, let's go. No, I'm going to tell you, okay, you failed this. Let's figure out what was wrong with it so we can add to it or we can take away. And then let's go ahead and see what you excel in. So maybe if what you failed at wasn't for you. Because sometimes we're facing a mission and we're doing a purpose that ain't even ours. That's not even ours. So listen, guys, I love you guys. I want to keep going with you guys. I want to keep growing with you guys. If you can relate to this message, go ahead, drop some bombs. If you're just tuning in, go ahead, watch this damn replay. You know what? I might even take this and put it into my podcast because this was so damn amazing. I'm fired up, okay? And it's Saturday, and I'm in California, all right? And guess what? Guess what? I'm going right now to a branding event. And right now, I'm going to be with one of my mentors. Shout out to you, Jonathan Hawkins. Shout out to you. And guess what? I'm putting myself in an environment to grow. The growing don't stop. Learning don't stop. And guess what? Most importantly, you don't stop. So let's go, people. Let's grow.
If you like what I'm saying, like what I'm doing, like what you're seeing, most importantly, I want you to go ahead and share this episode. Push it to your network. Go ahead and share it, because if you don't share it, you're selfish. This may encourage somebody. This may resonate with someone, and it may impact them in a positive way. The whole point of this is to get you in power of your community. But you know, I got something to tell you guys that we've been on the rise with. You see, this podcast is actually being sponsored by the Rise Up Project. And for those of you that don't know about the Rise Up Project, it is a two-day all-women's mastermind event where we help each student realize their own self-imposed limitations that may be holding them back in their life or business. In this two-day mastermind event, each student will be faced with a physical, a mental, and emotional challenge to help build their mental toughness and grit. Most importantly, they'll also be learning from business leaders in fundamentals, like-minded entrepreneurs, and elite coaches to help take their business to the next level. So listen, if you're ready to level up in all areas of your life, then hit the link in our description below and apply now. Trust me, you don't want to miss this life-changing event. It's going to be something that's going to rock your core. We're shooting this and hoping, anticipating the date to stay the same for May 23rd through May 24th. So if you're in the area, if you're a woman in power, if you want to become a woman in power, make sure you go ahead and hit this link in the description. And most importantly, make sure you go ahead and subscribe. Press that button, push that button, like that button, and make sure that you're tuned into the next episode. Let's go and let's grow.